you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio also at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Make sure you patronize all the advertisers, either on the radio stations or the stream. Thank you for listening.
All right, and get the word out that Doc Ed is here for his bi-weekly briefing with the Empire.
And Texas is wide.
Gentlemen.
Texas is wide open, huh? Everything? Does it feel like, is everything just normal now?
Not normal yet. Today is the 50% day, so we're going to see more of the restaurants. I got turned away from a restaurant on Friday evening.
Because you're brown?
One of the local. Yeah, exactly. They said, what's the real kind of name? It's Dominguez. They said, I think it's French. Which didn't work because it was a Mexican restaurant, and they turned me away anyway. Wow.
Dominguez got kicked out of a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got turned away by my own people. That was horrible.
Oh, so.
But they said, look, we got 36 people. That's all we can hold in here. So we had our name on the list. But this is a kind of a fun restaurant. The long and short of it is that a lot of places, guys, are actually, they were enforcing the 25% rule.
Well, they were good.
They were really excited about going up to 50% this week. So
oh,
we'll see.
Okay. All right. When you saw was it a restaurant big enough where you could look in? Were the tables separated? People were eating further away from each other?
Yeah, they were. So I have a friend who recently opened a restaurant in town, a small one. It's a lot smaller than most of the big ones, and that's what they're doing as well. They're opening today. They didn't. You know, they were too small to open at 25%. There would have been like five people in there. So what they did is they're waiting till the 50% day. They can put 10 or 12 people in. The tables are going to be spread out roughly about 6 feet apart. And I think that's what most of the restaurants I've looked at have been doing. The ones in Dallas proper are certainly doing that, the ones in Dallas County. Yeah.
How about youth sports? Are they playing any youth sports? You see any baseball, softball going on?
So the word on the street, because my son, who's in college, but coaches during the summers, he coaches baseball down here in one of the select leagues.
Yeah.
He said that he's been told that they're going to go ahead and start that sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. They're going to start limited practicing. Now, I have no idea what that means or what it looks like, and neither does he.
Yeah.
But the answer to your question is yes. That's going to likely start up in the near future.
Yeah, it's starting here in about 2 weeks.
All right, the thing dividing our nation right now, Doc, is whether or not you should wear a mask. We want your opinion on whether or not you should wear a mask.
I say yes.
Well, we are. That was a loaded question from Todd.
Yeah.
Totally loaded. Let's clarify this by saying yes, we all of us are wearing one when we go someplace else, yes.
Yeah, I don't find it that big a hassle.
I was not very forceful about this until relatively recently. We're seeing the numbers, at least in Dallas, go up over the last week. We have more people in the last 2 weeks in the hospital than we had at any time during the peak, if you will, of the pandemic several weeks ago. We have more people on the ventilators right now.
Is that a direct correlation to the opening up too early?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's too early to say that right now, Mike. I think it's more than coincidental, but I can't say that there's a cause and effect without having a lot more information. I know that not every hospital in town has seen what we're seeing, but most of them have. So it's not entirely clear to me whether there's a direct correlation or not, but I think it's probably more than coincidental.
All right.
So I still think that the masks are necessary. I'm adamant that people are wearing masks when they go out. Outside of their home environment, we had our neighbors over by the pool yesterday, and we're hanging out, and nobody, you know, I didn't enforce the mask rule in my backyard.
All right.
But if we had gone anywhere else, absolutely, I would have worn a mask.
I didn't enforce the mask rule in my backyard. I don't know why that sounds funny. It does.
I know.
Is the science
you're behind me? Put a mask on,
Doc. Is the science there right now?
I was issuing citations.
Are we going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, or is that a little pie in the sky?
Oh man, that's a great question, and it's a loaded question too. So here's the deal with the vaccines: we're going to have a vaccine. It's just not we're going to have a vaccine.
Okay.
We, the human race, are going to have a vaccine. And in England and several other places, there's a lot of different companies. There's over 100 vaccine candidates right now. And several of them are in phase one, real early studies. So we're going to have a vaccine that is available on an extremely limited basis. So that 0.00002% of the population of the earth will be able to get it. But the rest of us are going to be screwed. Because it's going to take, I think it's going to take, in my opinion, based on vaccine research and stuff, it's going to take us about a year and a half to 2 years to have a vaccine that we can distribute to a meaningful number of people in the United States, unless something really accelerates between now and then. And that's not to say it can't. I'm just saying that based on historical vaccine production rates and timelines, it's going to take that long for us to get a vaccine that we can widely distribute. So, yeah, there'll be a vaccine. We're just not going to be able to get it to the majority of people.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but I read all the journals.
Right.
And there's a chance.
Let's go with the first part of that. He's not a doctor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because there's no SARS vaccine. There is no MERS vaccine. Is there a chance there will be no vaccine for this?
I don't think so. The reason for that is neither one of those were pandemics. That's a really good point, too. And people have asked, well, why weren't there vaccines for that? Well, because the total number of people affected by SARS and MERS together adds up to 20,000 maybe in the world. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers. MERS is a lot less. It's a lot more limited in its scope, and it never developed into a pandemic. And people are working on vaccines. But the target there is going to be people who live in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, where there's a lot more MERS. And SARS-CoV-1 has really not spread. It's a controlled virus, so we're not worried about its pandemic potential. This virus is everywhere. It's hit every country, and it's shut down the world. And so because of the impact it's had, you can bet that companies are seeing, they're seeing a lot of potential for a huge market for their vaccines here. There is a lot more effort going on to vaccine research here.
Yeah. The other thing I'm reading in the journals is, you know, there's lots of talk of herd immunity. And herd immunity without the context of a vaccine is really difficult to study and really difficult to pull off.
Yeah, it is. Because if you're waiting for natural infection to confer herd immunity, where roughly 60-70% is what they're estimating of the population should be immune to protect the other 30% who aren't immune or so, that's going to take two or three seasons. I mean, it's not going to happen very quickly. So we're thinking this is going to be a seasonal virus, that because it's so widespread, including the southern hemisphere, which is going into their winter and flu season right now, we're anticipating that this virus will come back in higher numbers than we might be seeing right now next year. But nobody knows for sure. I'm hoping that the social distancing that we're all learning to do, forget the shelter at home stuff, just the social distancing when we're out, even if we're not wearing masks, may be enough to kind of minimize how bad next year will be for both flu and coronavirus if they happen to hit together.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, because that's what makes me so mad, because we'll all be allowed to do more stuff if we do the social distancing, but there will be people that they want the old normal now, and that's it. And that drives me crazy. The old normal now for nothing, you know? Man.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. There's no way that we're going to go back to that anytime soon, and nor do I think we should while this virus maintains a pretty significant activity within the community. I think it's asking for trouble. It's a deadlier virus than a lot of us thought it was going to be at the very beginning. And And we're starting to see weird stuff with this now we haven't correlated this issue of Kawasaki's disease with kids. Is still not nailed down, the correlation, but there's a lot more children that are beginning to show something that may be due to coronavirus, and that's starting to concern a lot of physicians in public health. So if we bring the kids back to school next year, you know, you can bet there's going to be a lot of vigilance in how it's going to affect the children. I think we have to be really careful.
Are they happy that it's not called Suzuki disease? Because I'm thinking,
I'm glad it's not Ducati disease. I mean, you're right. So the guy who it was named after, his last name obviously was
a relative.
Kawasaki.
And, yeah. All right.
I guess he was. I don't know. He was 1967. I guess there's a lot of these guys back there. Mm-hmm. I have no clue how common that name is in Japan, but
like Dominguez.
It's probably about as common as Dominguez, but it's not going to get you into a Japanese restaurant when it's 25%. I can tell you that.
How about this one? How about this, Doc? Because I know the vaccine, I know, is down the road, and I think I've asked you this before, but if we would just know that if we caught it, we might not die because there's a treatment for it. Is there a treatment that's getting better for it?
Well, you know, that's not an easy one to give. The one that started up there with Dr. Khalil at Nebraska Medicine. By the way, he was featured in the New York, in a Wall Street Journal, New York Times article, real nice article on Nebraska Medicine. If you want to read that. The point being, though, that medicine that we're all using right now is only intravenous. It's not pill form.
Got
so
it.
Until we have something that our regular that our primary care physicians and nurse practitioners can use at the front line, without patients having to come to the hospital, I don't think, Mike, that we're gonna make much of a dent in the therapeutic part of this. So a lot of people are looking at oral medications, but right now, all the stuff that we're looking at is just trying to keep people alive. You know, so a lot of it is intravenous. A lot of it is geared towards the patients that are more severely ill.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you busy today?
Today is. I wasn't on call this weekend. It was the first weekend off in 3 weekends, so I wasn't on call. I was told that we admitted a record number of patients, and we're trying to enroll them in the studies that we have available. So it'll be a lot of study work today trying to get these folks in. But, you know, even without the studies, I just think we've learned how to deal with it better, with the disease better. So even if we can't give them any of these experimental medications, guys, we're able to get them home a lot easier than we were, well, not a lot easier, but easier than we were before. So we're winning more battles than we're losing, and I take heart from that. I think that's the thing I'm going to keep telling you every time we talk is
good.
We're winning more battles than we're losing.
Good.
As long as we're doing that, I'm happy to keep plugging away.
Hey, were you, is that why you were drunk by the pool yesterday? You were not on call?
No. Did you say I was drunk by the pool?
Yeah, if you're by the pool, you're probably drunk, right?
Matt, do you have access to my Vivid?
I just know when doctors have no call, you're not on call. You can do what you want, right? You took it.
That wasn't me wearing the bikini thing around my head. In case you caught that part of it, that wasn't me. I just want to say that.
Well, that's a face mask now. A bikini bottom's a face mask right now.
It was a mask. That's exactly what it was. It was a double mask. No.
All right.
No, it was everything's good over here.
Hey, quickly, Doc.
Up a little bit.
Quickly, Doc, because you freaked me out there, because I know we haven't seen you in a long time, and we just recently caught back up to you. Help me out here with your kids. Your son's in college. What are the ages of your kids? Help me out with the ages of your kids.
I've got a 25-year-old graduated from LSU. She's working down in New Orleans. One that's starting SMU Law School. Isabel, we've got Giancarlo, he's the sophomore, junior now at Tech. Alessandra, she's she's a sophomore at UT Austin. I've got Joseph, he's a high school junior. Cheyenne is a sophomore in college. And then Brinley, the little one, who's going to be a third grader.
Wow. My God.
And then after that, I snipped everything. All my plumbing is fixed, so no more.
Well, that's you just listed off a bunch of, college money there. That must be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm looking for more studies.
And when I talk to you off the air,
whatever the hell I can study right now.
Right.
SARS and cats, I'll take it. Whatever I can study right now.
SARS and cats.
He mentioned to me during just a regular conversation that none of his kids are legacies. None of them are going to Rice because Rice doesn't have a law school, and Rice doesn't have a medical school. You went to the Baylor College of Medicine, right?
Yeah.
Is that where you got your doctorate?
None of them wanted to work as hard as they thought they would have to if they went to Rice. So.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Dad's cocky there. I went to the smart school. All right, man. Doc, we love you, man. Stay safe, and we really appreciate these phone calls. They mean a lot to a lot of the audience.
All right, man. Me too, guys. Love you both. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you.
All right, take care.
Man.
There you go.
He just listed like college, like four.
I didn't know he had birthed an entire baseball team.
Well, I knew
he had. Yeah, what's he have, six or seven
I
kids?
I don't want to get into his personal life. He's on his second marriage.
Yeah, second marriage.
Well, yeah, I know. But...
Right, and he had a kid with the new wife.
Right.
Yeah.
And she had one too, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that would make it. That's why he's six. He listed six, right?
That's the case.
I don't know.
Because he had four with his first wife. This is totally his business. We're just spitting out over the radio. But years ago, he would tell us all about that. And he kept listing college. Well, one was graduated, so.
And nobody with liberal arts. It was law school, medical school.
Well, he said the one graduate from LSU, she works in New Orleans. He didn't say what she did, though. That
I'm assuming it's something smart and expensive.
Yeah. I said that's a lot of college money. He went, yeah.
Nobody getting a broadcasting degree, huh?
Nope.
Not one slacker kid who went, I could probably sleep through half of that and graduate with honors. Because you can. Because I did.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Getting a lot of correspondence about the... apparently, Senator Ben Sasse.
Oh, I watched it.
Addressed a graduating class, and I didn't watch it because I knew I would just get mad. But yeah, but people on both sides were just panning it. Was it that bad?
Oh, Todd, I before I commented on it, my wife had it on her phone yesterday, so I watched it, and I didn't want to bring it up because I just got done watching Obama's speech the night before, and he was amazing.
He spoke to the graduating class at Fremont High
Fremont
School.
Fremont High, yeah.
He graduated from there.
Like within the first sentence, he drops a Chinese bomb. You know where you were when the Chinese started this. Then about the fifth sentence in, he calls them Chinese thugs. It was totally political, hack job, horrible. And I was looking for people that defending it. I'm sure there were out there. But most people on the social media said, you're an ass. And he is an ass. And Nebraska deserves better.
He'll still get 70% of the vote.
Oh, yeah, he will. Sure. He'll win either way.
Of course
Trump's,
he will.
He's Trump's bitch. That's all I said yesterday. That's all he is. But it was... Where you don't speak politics is to a graduating class in high school. You don't know who you're talking to. You got people on both sides of the aisle graduating.
And I've also heard...
And he went right away. Yeah. It was like China's... You'll know where you were when China and Tiger King... China started it.
Are you talking about like obese people too?
And they call them Chinese thugs. It's so brutal. If you want to watch it, you'll get mad though. But
I know.
It's so brutal.
I watched like the first 15 seconds and he's like, when China started... I'm like, all
right away.
I'm out.
Right away. And then he drops a Chinese thugs later on, By the way, I don't care where it started. Your party's responsible for fixing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Your boy ain't doing a good job.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where it came. Just,
no.
You got to do something about it now that it's here.
Right.
And I heard he was trying to be funny about a topic that really doesn't lend itself to a lot of funny.
No, it was brutal. It was brutal. It was embarrassing.
Well, he's also that he's not funny.
No, he's not funny. I was going to say that hopefully they'll... stop him from running for president someday, but look who's president now. nothing. Because I read some stuff that, I know where I was when Ben Sasse's political career went south. I said, no, you weren't. It didn't go south.
Nothing matters anymore.
No, come on, look who's the president now. You can do anything and be president.
Well, it helps to have a reality show.
Well, that helps.
People like their president to be famous.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be in Home Alone 2.
But I think the New York Times ripped him.
Everybody ripped him. Nationwide.
Maybe he was drunk at the time.
I hope so.
An unshaven sass wearing a loosened red tie and white shirt.
That's what I heard, too. He hadn't shaved.
Brutal. And now, that was just my observation only.
No, it got abused everywhere. And like I was looking for people defending it. I was looking for people. China did start it. But most people just said, shut up.
So were they gathered in a gym?
No, it was all video.
It was a video thing.
So it was pre-done. He could have went back and said, I didn't like that version. Let me do another one.
Let me get
Chinese thugs.
Let me get a jacket and a razor, and then let's do this again.
Yeah. Wow. With no explanation, apparently everybody named Jeremy is the worst.
Yeah. He made a fun of just a guy named Jeremy, like he was, it was a random name.
Let's
a random
see. Back in the day when we were a lot fitter than you people are, we used to have to climb ropes all the way to the ceiling of the gym all the time.
Oh, so we called all the kids fat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was brutal.
Let's see.
It wasn't just the political part. Those are the ones that stood out with me. It was all
congrats, fat asses.
95% of all gainfully employed psychologists, their job is really just to help people forget high school. If you're headed to college, do not major in psychology. That part's not a joke, he says.
Yeah, but there's somebody in there majoring in psychology.
Looking and we need we actually need them.
At any point, did he get insensitive enough to just say, any jackass can graduate high school?
Or you Mexicans out there graduating. Yes, I know
that would
you
be
are.
My commencement speech, right. Is any jackass can graduate from high school.
Fremont school board member Michael Peterson said he should apologize. He said, you deserve better than the graduation remarks from Senator Ben Sasse, the racism implying that our graduates are fat and lazy,
there was
disparaging
racism.
Teachers, and attacking the mental health profession are despicable.
You know, the more you talk about it, the more I think I like it.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
And then Sasse's spokesman, James Wegman, said, it's a joke.
No, I listened to it. That's why I'm telling you, man. If you listen to it, it's even worse than what you said.
It was so bad it made national news.
Right. Nebraska deserves better.
Don't try to be funny if you're not. Really. Just stop.
Yeah,
he wasn't trying to be funny.
No.
He wasn't trying to be funny when he called them Chinese thugs, you know?
I think he thinks he was trying to be funny, and you
I ain't buying that.
You failed.
He's a dick.
He's Senator funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
not funny.
Tops in our state for voting on that side, by the way. Don't care what he says.
Oh, no, he's going to vote no matter what. He's got the premise.
Justin and Haley Bieber. Revealing why they got married at such a young age. They were on the Facebook Watch Series Q&A session. Fans asked him why they decided to get married so young. He was 24, she's 21. She said her parents got married when they were 23, and because of that, she always saw herself being married young. He said the same for himself, saying he came from a broken home, so his goal was to always have his own family. He said that if he could go back and change things, he probably would have saved himself for marriage.
Yeah.
Already.
Touring the globe at 18, he's like, no, I'm going to wait.
Right.
I'll wait.
Yeah, that's
so he's
exactly
already saying, I got married too
liar.
Young.
You liar.
Oh, you're totally lying.
That's exactly what I'd be thinking.
He was tagging what's
your face. If I was a superstar when I was 18.
Who was the hottie he was with for years? The singer chick.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Selena?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Gomez.
Oh, yeah,
Selena Gomez, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like he's going to not bang that.
Yeah,
he would have saved himself.
No, he didn't. No.
He should have, he says.
Yeah, I only want to stick it in you.
Probably, if he could go back and change things, probably would have changed himself. Oh, except for that one. Or maybe that one, too. I'd make an exception there.
Even guys that aren't worldwide rock stars like he was. Are going to not wait.
Yeah, I'll save myself for those 200.
We had Dr. Ed there. If you missed on the podcast.
Good information. Andy gave us a little glimmer of hope, too.
Yes, so
always good for that.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. Check it out.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.